Let's see if we can get our guest here ready to go and making the appearance here in the Patron Platinum Club before he heads to the airport. Predators assistant coach Peter Horacek is with us. Give him a big round of applause.
Thank you. Good to see everybody.
So, Peter, good solid effort tonight in that second period. It's nice to have Pekka-Rinne when you have those little lapses where they really started pressing and taking it to you. To escape that little wave, tied, and then get that big goal by Mike Fisher was really the key portion of the game tonight.
Yeah, I think in the second periods, we've had this issue a few times in some games. We got longer changes. It's hard to get the D off the ice. It's got a little longer ways, but we've kind of been doing it to ourselves. We turned pucks over too many times, but we managed and got through. Thank the from Pekka-Rinne, you know, he made some huge saves there for us and kept us in it. And then that goal at the end of the period, I think, took some starch out of him.
And a good start in a game like this where, you know, I'm sure you guys were talking about, hey, you got to be ready to play against a team like Columbus. They'll be hungry. You guys came out of the gate strong, easily could have been up even more than a goal there by the end of the first.
Well, I think it's important that you don't play the opponent, you play yourself. I mean, we got to go out and play our game. That means you got to come out of the gates, we got to have start fast. They're still a good team. Even though their record's not there, they've had coaches changes and they've had different issues. They had lots of injuries, but they're still playing very hard. They still got some really good players over there. So we got to make sure we do what we do and make sure we do it well. So part of that is the way we play and coming out fast and hard and getting that first goal. You know, we came back and we could have had three in that first period and you only have one. It's the same thing for them. It's almost a moral victory for them. So we had made sure that we could come out in a second, but we didn't do it. So, again, thanks. Pekka-Rinne kept us in it, and we got that goal at the end.
And then you get a big goal in the third period by the fourth line there. Matt Halaschuk seems to have that touch. He gets around that net. He's got a nose for the puck, and in close like that, he seems to have a good knack.
He's got a good knack around the net. He's got a scoring touch. He can shoot the puck. He knows where to go. He takes the puck from behind the net and around the net very well. He takes it to the net. So he does a good job, and, you know, we've got a good crew. We've got some momentum from all four lines now, and all the lines can do a good job. Smitty and Halley there tonight, they did a really good job. And, you know, you've got the Borky line. Spall's played very well all night long, but Fish getting the two goals, that was huge. And, you know, we're getting some momentum from all four lines now.
You mentioned Columbus being a dangerous team despite their record, and they're going to play a big role in what happens from here on out. There's a lot of hockey left to be played. Got to feel fortunate now that the season series is done to get all but one possible point against a team that can be scrappy like that.
Yeah, and as I said, they're a good team still, and they're going to play the spoiler role right now. And, you know, a lot of their players are playing for jobs next year, and they're playing for opportunities. So, you know, they can't just mail it in. So they're going to be playing hard. And from now on out, we hope that they win every single game. So, you know, we want them to keep pushing, and I think they will. I think there's a lot of pride over there.
And Peter, you got a big matchup tomorrow before the All-Star break, and I know you guys will be probably discussing this on the plane, checking to see how Pekka feels as you make your decisions on what to do. But it's nice to have the depth. Like, for example, tonight you had Brandon Yip in there. Saturday he comes out. Halaschuk goes back in there, gets a goal. Right now you've got some options.
Yeah, I think that's important. Right now you've got Halley, as you said, has 10 goals and scoring again tonight. And Brandon Yip is a goal guy that came in that is there to provide some depth. And, you know, he hasn't had a lot of ice time lately this year. And he broke his arm in training camp, and he missed a lot of games, and he had a groin. And then he only played 1 out of 10 games in Colorado, and he was healthy going into it. So, you know, like, he's going to get his momentum, and he's going to be a guy that's going to be a good depth guy for us. And it's nice now to have some options, and you can change some things. But there's good chemistry in the lines, and we don't want to change them too much. But you know, as long as we're going hot like this and we got divisional rivalries, I think that we'll probably see Pekka in again.
Stu Grimson has joined the broadcast here on the postgame show. Stu, thanks for making it down. Say hello to Peter Horacek.
Hey,
hello,
Stu.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing? It's always good after a win, right?
Yeah, sure is. Sure is. Well, you kind of came out strong in this one, and a bit of a flat spot kind of through the second period. Can you explain why a lapse like that occurs?
Well, you know, it's a tough thing, and you know, we kind of have to preach mental toughness a lot. But I find that we've been having these lapses in the second periods, and you know, we've been talking about it a lot, and talking about the mental part of it, because I really believe it is the mental part of it. And you know, we're doing it to ourselves. It's not that they came out and outplayed us in the second period. It's that we came out and we didn't battle. We turned pucks over. We didn't play with the same kind of energy and the same kind of skating that we needed to come out with. And playing that 60-minute game is important. So we've got to – that's an area of our game where we know we got to correct. We're coming out strong in the first. where hopefully we want to go out and get that lead. Whenever you got a lead with Pekka-Rinne, you've got a good opportunity. So the second periods, though, have got to be stronger. So we've got to come out and really fix that.
Yeah, and there is a little upside to that. In spite of the fact that you've got this lapse, you get to see the leadership of a guy like Fisher step up. Set aside the fact that he gets two big goals in this game, I thought at key moments he just kind of break through and really took charge out there in lots of different kind of maybe harder to notice areas.
Yeah, and I think that's important. And I think the first half of that period, I think a lot of the turnovers and negative play from our standpoint, from a coach's standpoint, came from everybody. And Fish turned a puck over that turned into Nash's goal eventually. And, you know, but as the period went on in the second period, at the end of the penalty kill, and then on the power play, you could see where he started the battle. You know, he bowled his way out in the penalty kill and got the puck out. And then on the power play, he battled real hard to make sure that they got possession of the puck. And that is the leadership. And that's what Mike Fisher brings. He's a character guy. And, you know, he's really good for us.
What are you seeing from Ryan Ellis? He picks up an assist tonight. He just looks like he feels like he's going to do well. There's still a lot he's going to learn. I noticed him battling to get some big guys. They had some grinders out there against him tonight. But how do you see his progress right now?
Well, he's coming along very well. I mean, I think he has good instincts, and he battles hard for a smaller guy. Like, he uses a stick well. He uses his leverage very well. He closes gaps on people very well. So, you know, I think he's doing a pretty good job. Obviously, you know, it's a work in progress. I mean, he's continuing to learn. He's learning to play against the bigger players. When you're playing against a Nash, that's different than when you're playing against another player, too. That's a whole other level. So, you know, we want to protect him in certain areas, and we don't want him to have to battle those guys. But, there's a lot of games that we've seen in the past few games where he's done a great job. I've tried to protect him by keeping him away from maybe one or two guys that I think are real dangerous. But, you know, I think he's going to be a guy that's going to learn to play against anybody. But right now, he's a young guy, so he's learning his way. So
talk about the development of Yossi Hillen and Ellis, three inexperienced guys, new to the lineup, new to this league, and just their play on the defensive side of the puck. You know, we kind of, at least in my estimation, there's some moments where they're kind of struggling against the competition, but really seem to be doing a much better job of holding the middle of the ice and keeping the attack to the perimeter.
Right. You know, we want to make sure that they're up and keeping their gaps and forcing people to the outside and forcing them into bad shooting angles. You see a lot of teams know with a Pekka-Rinne that they're going to put a lot of pucks to the net. But as long as they're putting a lot of pucks from the outside and there's not a lot of traffic in those situations, we're all right. You know, they can get 10, 12 shots, but they're not good quality scoring chances.
Right.
And so these guys are doing a good job. They're learning, and they're really doing a job where now we feel more confident to have them in different situations. They're gaining that experience right now, and it's valuable. When you're winning, they see how you want to have it done, way they want to play. And when we're all playing a certain way, we're successful.
Peter, as we let you go here, I know you got a plane to catch here. You're going to be thinking about the Blackhawks on the way up. Just another matchup with these powerhouse teams in your division. You guys continue to be right on their heels. And it doesn't seem like anybody wants to lose to let you guys move up. That's why every game in the division is so critical.
Well, we have such a strong division. When you got Detroit, St. Louis, Chicago, and, you know, they're all on the top of our conference right now. And right now what we're doing is we got to keep winning our games against our division, winning the games that's ahead of us right now. What it's doing is it's putting a lot of pressure on the teams that are right now are in 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th that are now 8, 9, 10 points behind you. So they start feeling the pressure, and they start feeling, can we get back in this? And so we've got to make sure we keep pushing forward, win our division games, win the games that are in front of us. And right now we know we have a 5-day break right now coming up right here. So Coach Trotz is really focused on, okay, 24 more hours, stay focused. Yeah. Don't go start daydreaming here yet. Let's stay focused on the task at hand.
And it's going to be a big one. Peter, looking forward to seeing that. Go catch the plane. Have a safe trip to Chicago. We'll be watching tomorrow night.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate it. Thanks, Stu.
All right. Peter Horacek, Predators assistant coach, joining us here on the Predators postgame show here at Patron Platinum Club. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up next on the Daily's postgame show. Right after this on Nashville Predators Hockey.